How can I get better self-confidence?
Yeah, this is a hard thing because I've had, like, as I said, almost 100 guests on my podcast. And when I analyze and look at these people that are high achievers, a lot of what they've done in life is to the core because they want to be loved. Because most have had, not all, but a lot of them had hardships or went through a lot of things. And we all want to be loved. And I think when you feel that you're loved, you get better self-confidence. And first of all, you have to love yourself. So be honest, you know, and think about your own life. Okay, do I really love myself? If I don't love myself, what can I do to start loving myself? A lot of us listening, or I'm not doing that now, but I used to surround myself with negative people or people that didn't believe in me, you know, and I stuck around and I accepted being in this environment because when I grew up, I didn't have that many friends. So I was just happy of having some friends, even though they were bad friends. But have the courage to, you know, cut those people from your life, you know, and don't spend that much time with them. Spend time with people that are encouraging you. And we have, even if you're in a small town and you don't have those people, there's internet, there's like, we are connected today, you know, and you can start doing, I would encourage people to start a sport or start surfing or yoga or something that you meet with like-minded people that are loving, that are encouraging you. Because that's going to make you love yourself more and get more confidence. I also think that a lot of times we are afraid to talk about it, but a lot of times self-confidence is not always inward to out. It could be out to in too. And what do I mean with that? Sometimes you got to like start working out, you know, feel better and maybe start getting some new clothes or like feel like, make not for other people, but you will be. I remember the other day I went in a suit to the bank, and the people were treating me completely different just because I had that on. And of course, it felt good. So I think when you start taking care of yourself, I had Dr. Michael Galitzer, he's like a health doctor, and he said, health is energy. So to gain more energy, you need to take care of yourself. You need to sleep. You need to have a healthy diet. And of course, you're going to feel better about yourself. And then you can also work with meditation and positive thinking. But get out there. And also, if you don't have self-confidence, start helping someone else. And you say, oh, I don't have anything to contribute. You always have something to contribute and help someone with. That's going to give you confidence as well to help other people.